The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagin.
Verse 49 of Surah Al-Qamar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّا كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقْنَاهُ بِقَدَرٍ. We, everything, created it بِقَدَر, with a certain taqdeer, with a certain portion, a measurement, a certain time. Everything has been created. We, God says, we created everything in this way. And it emphasizes we, it starts with that inna, then it emphasizes everything. Kulla shay'in khalaqnahu. Again, we created it. Biqadar, in this way, biqadar, with taqdeer. Everything has a measurement, a time. Before that time, it will not happen. After that time, it will not happen. It will happen exactly on that time. At that time, not before or after. But this should not cause you to think God does things at a different time. His doing, his action, the attribution of things happening to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not timed. We are within the context of time. When we do things, the action, the deed, the verb, whatever it is that we're doing, the creation, if we create in our material sense, if we make a car, if we make a house, if we do whatever we do it within the context of time. We don't do it before or after. We, as the subject of the verb, the one who does that, who performs that act, are within the context of time. Within the limitations of time, within the limitations and the restrictions and the restraints of time, our existence is timed. We are part of what God has created. And that qadar, that includes time, we are part of that. Our existence is timed. We came into existence at a certain time. We will leave this material realm at a certain time. Everything is time. So when we do something, the action, the deed, is timed. We are also timed. We should not think the same is true regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says we created everything with a qadar. Everything that is created has got time. There was a time where this earth existed. There were no human beings. There was a certain time that the human beings were put on earth. Before that, they weren't. After this is done, they won't be. It's only when God wants. There's a certain time. Everything is time, but is the subject of this verb, the one who creates this, the one who has done this, who has made this, is he restrained by time? Is he doing this? And if does he decide to do this once now? He decides that we create man and then time goes by with him. And then after a while, he decides. This verse explains, verse 50, that's not the case. وَمَا أَمْرُنَا إِلَّا وَاحِدَةٌ كَلَمْحٍ بِالْبَصَرِ. It's difficult for us to explain, to understand. God uses an example. He says, our amr, our command in all of this happening, in everything happening, the whole thing, with all of the taqdeerat, our amr is wahida. It's one. Kun, other verses have kun fayakun. He wants it and it happens. Everything with the taqdeer. He wants it to happen. This at this time, that at that time, first this, then that. The whole thing, right? But the attribution to him, is it him doing one thing first, then the next thing? The way we do it, we plan things. So I decide that this year I'm going to do this, next year I'm going to do this. I haven't done it. I've decided to do it. I put a time on it. When do I do it? When the time arrives. I planned for Saturday night that I'm going to give this speech. Next Saturday, I have a different plan. Did I do next Saturday's right now? No, I just maybe sketched something in the calendar. I will. When will I do it? The attribution of the action is when? When I do it. I actually do that. He says, no. The whole thing. إِنَّا كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقْنَاهُ بِقَدَرٍ. Everything has a taqdeer in it. But God willing it in its entirety, with all those time restraints and everything, wahida. And that, in terms of, if you want to think in the context of time, it's not in the context of time, but since we are so bound by time and we can only think, he says, like kalamhim bil basar, it's like a blink of an eye. Okay. The whole creation, from those millions of, these millions of years, according to the calculations that scientists have done in terms of the age of the earth, with, you know, however accurate that is, I don't know when we're going to find and hear a scientist question and doubt how much of that is true. We don't know. I mean, at least I don't know. They have said this, we've read it, but how accurate that is, it's not divine. So many times they thought something was definitely the case, then they came back and said, no, that's not the case. We don't know. Based on what they have said, it seems somewhere in the hundreds of thousands, millions, or whatever number of years, all of this, and God knows how much longer in this material realm, and then the change of it, and exactly what that means, and resurrection, and what khulud means in that case, this whole thing, أَمْرٌ وَمَا أَمْرُنَا إِلَّا وَاحِدَةً كَلَمْحٍ بِالْبَصَرِ. It's important to know this. Don't, in your mind, think of even God's action, not Him. We're told in regards to Him that when we try to understand, one of the terms that we have, one of the adhkar that we have is Allahu Akbar. Okay, and we have been, it's been explained to us through hadith that Allahu Akbar means Allahu Akbaru an Yusuf. He is greater than to be described. Any type of description regarding anything, all of what we understand as attribution or attributes or sifat or asma, okay, all of these, none of these are Him. They are attributes. He is akbaru an yusaf. He is greater or greater than to be described in any way. This is found in the first khutbah of Amir al-Mu'mineen, salamullah alayhi. A very difficult khutbah to understand. Anyhow, it's important, this verse tells us that even when we're thinking of His deeds, what in our limited understanding we can call His actions, His will, His amr, His command, it's important that we understand that we can't fully understand it. To know it's one, in other words, there's no multiplicity in it, even in His will. Amruna, not Him, His will. Amruna, His command. Even in His command, there's no multiplicity. It's singular. And the closest thing you can think of is kalamhim bil basar. It's one instance. And when it's done, then the whole thing is there with all the time that is within the context of it. It's within this creation. The time of everything is within it in the various ways that the verses of the Qur'an tell us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put that time within this, and how things happen one after the other, and who's responsible for what part of it, and so on and so forth. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ أَهْلَكْنَا أَشْيَاعَهُمْ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ. We destroyed أَشْيَاعَهُمْ, apparently it means either... Well, the word Shia, a lot of times, and this is a derivative of that, could be the plural of it. I haven't done thorough reading of Tafasir. What comes to mind, based on my limited knowledge here, is their likes, they're the people that are like them. We have these people that are now standing, and they think they're all that, and standing up to God's guidance, to His Prophet, and so on and so forth. We have destroyed already the likes of them, or people who followed the same thing. فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرِ Is there anyone to be reminded? وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ فَعَلُوهُ فِي الزُّبُرِ And everything they have done is in zubur, they're in books. Okay. وَكُلُّ صَغِيرٍ وَكَبِيرٍ مُسْتَطَرٍ Every small and big or great deed, everything, the smallest, my most minute thing that is done, and the greatest thing that is done, the insignificance of an act, or the greatness of it, none of them are reasons for it not being recorded. Everything is recorded. Mustatar means it's written in, on lines, or in other words, transcribed. It's written. Everything is recorded. The last verses here, إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَنَهَرٍ The muttaqeen are in gardens and streams, فِي مَقْعَدِ صِدْقٍ In a maq'ad is similar to manzil, it's where you sit. Okay, maq'adi sidq, your sitting place, the place you do qu'ud in, you sit, is, in other words, your station. Fi maq'adi sidq, at a position, station, sitting place of sidq, truth. A'inda malikin muqtadir, by a malik, a sovereign, that is muqtadir, that is mighty.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Adi Alimun Hali حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه